Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hey everybody, this is Chad Daniels, and you have landed in the middle of somewhere. Hello, how are you? Thanks for coming back. S-O-C-C-E-R-M-O-S-F-C. Yeah,
soccer's
fuck your mom.
Hey, that's good. I landed a lot on here we go, get a goal.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah,
that's
that makes
bad.
Sense. I like to spell it all, and here's where I'm coming from. And by the way, across from me, as always, you've heard his voice. It's Cyrus Amundson.
M-O-S-F-C.
Yeah, I love it so much because I love that we'll be, instead of spelling football, we'll be spelling soccer like a couple of fucking chumpy Americans that don't really know what we're doing.
No, here's the deal. I learned recently. It's not they when they created, I'm going to do this story really bad, which is how I exist on this show. When they created there were two separate types of football leagues created over there in the Europe area. And they had these different names, and they shortened them, and they had to come up with names to differentiate them because they were both football, and they called one of them rugby and the other one soccer. And then years later, the soccer people were like, no, let's go back to football. So you guys fucking started it. So take your fucking crumpet and your crumpet.
Interesting.
Is that I do a singular crumpet? Take your crumpet.
Yeah, take one of them. If this is about shoving it up their ass, let's go one at a time. Let's ease into
right it. Right up your English pipe hole.
Yeah, just like fingers, you're going to want to start with one. Now listen. I was just going to say that I didn't know any of that stuff. I thought that it was just... and the fact that you said the... What did you call it? The European...
I don't remember half the things I say.
Yeah, you just said something like the Europe area.
Sure, okay.
Like that's just a very vague, like, so where are you from? The Europe area, which is humongous. But anyways, happy to be back on the show. I'm in a great mood.
Do you know why you're in a great mood?
I do.
Do you know why you're in a great mood? Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, I'm so
now joining the middle of somewhere... Betstradamus. I don't know that that's a good name. Chad. I
felt good.
Listen to me. No one knows what we're talking about. You like to gamble. Everybody remembers the St. Louis Blues bet. You messaged me in the middle of the Vikings game, and I'll let you tell your side of it.
First of all, you messaged me first.
We message each other a lot. I don't know who started the first message that day, but fucking relax. You messaged me. The Minnesota Vikings, for those of you who aren't football fans, this past Saturday completed literally the largest comeback in NFL history.
Yeah.
And old Dancing Tits Magoo.
Yeah.
Put a bet on the Minnesota Vikings to win when they were down. So you literally, without exaggeration... You bet on a team to make the largest comeback in NFL history, and they achieved it.
It was pretty incredible, and I will tell you this. If they would have scored a touchdown in overtime and not just kicked a field goal, I would have won a whole bunch of money. But it felt great because everyone was being negative about everything. I remember there's a guy, a comedian out of Indianapolis, Willie Griswold.
Sure.
Who also, I just saw him in Austin and he came up and introduced himself. And I was like, fucker, don't. I know who you are. Stop doing that.
Sure.
But it was, you know, I guess I do that too sometimes where I just start with my name mm-hmm. instead of the impossible. Do you remember me? Do you remember what my name is?
You are dressed like right now like a guy who introduces himself with his name, though, because you have a full flannel hoodie underneath yeah. it, big beard, but it's more truck stop than like cool guy. So you seem like a guy who would walk up and go, Chad Daniels.
This is my outfit. I had to shovel. I was shoveling up until showtime, and that's why I'm drinking tea right now because I'm very cold. 0 degrees here.
I don't care how we got here. It doesn't change my comments.
The point is, Willie Griswold, funny young man, very funny young man. He tweeted, and I'm going to butcher it, but it was something like, there must be something in Kentucky called a warm brown. It must be like a sandwich or a chili or some kind of food item because he said, I'm in Lexington, Kentucky, or maybe he said Louisville. Doesn't matter. I'm somewhere in Kentucky. I just had a warm brown, and the Colts are up 33-0. My life is great, or something like that. And I just wanted to text him afterwards. It looks like Mr. Cook, running back for the Vikings, slid in his warm brown. Because it was such an amazing game. Even though the referees tried to buttfuck the Vikings to death.
Outrageous.
I don't understand, right? So if a player takes their helmet off, if they do something, if they talk shit, there's all these fines that the players can get, right? Mm-hmm. There's all these fines. But the referees are never fined for blowing a fucking call that's so simple. The rule is play it out. Don't blow your whistle. Let's see what happens. Then we can go back, check the cameras. But if you blow it dead, then you might fuck it up. And that's what they did so many times. But anyways, it's not important. The important thing is,
you've been good, and I appreciate that. And I understand the things that you've talked about, knowing what you really want to talk about. So go ahead. The floor is yours. Just say it.
I'm the greatest better of all time. Is that it?
Well, I know that. I thought you were going to come after me because I'm a more emotional fan than you.
Well, here's the thing. You're such a wishy-washy bitch. No, yes, you are.
I'm not a wishy-washy bitch. I am a roller coaster of emotions.
That's not true. You are a wishy-washy bitch. And here's what happens. You'll be on a high. You'll send me videos and all this shit. And then you come back down and you're like, well, people in those videos are not my friends anymore. Here's the thing.
Listen to me. Do I wear my heart on my sleeve? Absolutely. Is that tough to be in a relationship with when you're receiving machine gun texts on a Sunday? Probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably.
Yes. Especially when they're filled with the exact opposite stuff I was getting before. It's like, you need to let me be me, bro. You need to let me make amends with the people I've harmed on that team. If they lose a game, I don't care. That's not what this is about. They're finally playing exciting football.
Yeah.
And that's all I've ever wanted. I don't care if they lose. They're going to lose in the playoffs. Nobody is going to beat the Eagles in the playoffs because I know the Bears almost did it yesterday. I know this isn't a sports podcast.
Yeah, we're getting real sporty. We're going to get some real complaints, real sporty. Should we dive into sport voices here? Well, who do you think's got the best tryouts of the AFC triad? Ding,
and
that's
now,
the bell right there.
Brought to you by Under Armour. It's the man in the arena.
Man in the arena.
The point is this, you guys. The point is I've had a no-lie streak since February 23rd of 2016. I texted some friends because I did not realize that I had the wrong line. I texted two friends, both friends of the show, Papa Tim Harmston, mm-hmm. and Dave Huntsberger, yes. And I told them that I had +870. That means in gambling, it means if you bet $100, you win $870 mm-hmm. because some things had happened and the line had changed to that before they went offline. At one point, the gambling site thought that the Vikings could not win, and they just went offline. There were no lines available. Mm-hmm. But the last line I saw was 870, so that's actually what I had thought I'd bet. And so I lied to two people, and I had to text them back and say, here's the deal. I did not get that line. I got this line, which is still a great line.
It's a great line.
And still a decent amount of money.
It's, you know, speaking of wealth, I had my toenails trimmed by a doctor recently.
You know, this, so I cannot, I don't ever get my shoes shined. Uh-huh. I hate it. It makes me uncomfortable.
Yeah, that makes sense.
And number one, I'm not a shiny shoe guy. Number two,
be weird
I don't
to
need
shine
to
Nikes.
I don't need to sit above another human being on a fucking throne. I know it's what they do. They ask you. They ask you if they can shine your shoes. It's what it's how they make their money.
It's a job.
I completely get it. But me as a human, I cannot sit on a throne and fucking rustle a newspaper I'm not actually reading while somebody shines my fucking shoes. I don't even need shiny shoes for anything. So I'm telling you that I think having another human being clip your toenails is one step above on the douche scale of getting your shoe shined.
Now, I will tell you.
Prove me wrong.
I have maybe not every single time, but the amount of times that I have walked past the airport's the worst. The business chodes getting their shoe shined at the airport. I hate it. And I have often walked by and went, ugh, I've made that noise.
It's a lot. And again, it's that person's job.
I just don't like it.
I don't like
that shiny of shoes.
I don't like strip clubs. Here, you know the only reason you need that shiny of a shoe is if someone's wearing a dress, you can put your shoe underneath and get a little reflection of
Snatch Adams.
That's right.
Yes. That's Perv Alley. That's why you got those shoes. You're going to go tap them somewhere and create a situation. Well, I just don't get it. If your shoes are that dirty, stop wearing those nice shoes into dirty places. B, you just don't need shiny shoes. I stubbed my toe so hard that the ghost of my toe left my foot and little birds swirled around the toe.
Right.
Cartoon style. I think we've covered
that. Knocked it out.
And they had to remove my toenail, which was wild. And so I have to go in for checkups. And sure. They have to be like, is this gross thing, this toe, growing back the way a toe should look? And the answer is, in theory, yes.
Okay.
And so it's not super easy for me mobility wise to get down to my own toenails. And although Jenna is willing to help with a lot of stuff, I don't need her doing my toenails isn't great. And that's what these doctors do. That is
the toenail doctors.
They will for like the elderly people. My grandma used to, her doctor used to clip her toenails all the time, man. Now, was she in her 90s? Yeah.
Yeah, she was.
And did she have diabetes? So we got to keep them toenails in good shape because you get a little infection in there. We're going to be hopping along.
Right. Now your Aunt Dorothy, she used to get her toenails cut with scissors.
Don't you fucking
you heard
do
me.
It.
Scissors.
So you go in there and... Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I love my doctor. He's my I got a foot guy, man. You know, I got all sorts of guys, and some of them are gals, but I got me a foot guy, and he's real good at being a foot guy. But he'll clean up the toes, and he'll do the cutting, and then he'll take out that thing that looks like a sander and really bring them into good shape. And it's the closest I'm ever going to feel to being rich. I almost, like, I just want to test it. I just want to give it a ride and, like, you know, just go, that's right. I'll make sure you get the little one. Like, I want to say something shitty. I never would, but I've never felt as pampered as I do when this pleasant doctor trims my toenails. It's very nice.
Let me ask you something. Does your insurance cover that?
Yeah.
Okay. This is what people mean when they say America's medical system is broken.
No, fuck you. That's not right. That's not an appropriate.
It is.
You shouldn't attack me that
it
way.
It is.
No.
There's like somebody gets shot in the shoulder and they just have to leave the bullet in because they can't afford to take it out. And your insurance is cut. What are you, fucking AFTRA insurance? Is that your insurance? Is it SAG?
No, I don't have a SAG. I played one guy on an episode of one thing. I don't have SAG insurance.
That's not true. You were in a movie because somebody just texted me. They watch it once a year because it's one of their favorite movies. So don't even start shit with me.
I don't have...
But I'm going to tell you something.
I'll tell you what. I pay more in SAG dues every single year than I've earned.
Yeah. So here's the thing about... SAG is the Screen Actors Guild, mm-hmm. and AFTRA is the something in the T means television. I don't fucking know. But here's the thing. People like you and I, like mm-hmm. Cy and I, mm-hmm. Cyanide, we pay in dues to be in this thing, but we never make enough money under it to get the insurance. Mm-hmm. Because you have to make money being on television programs or movies or whatever, you know, whatever it is.
So I'm and when you do fucking when paying you do Conan, for Harrison Ford's yeah. shit.
Yeah, so when you do Conan every 2 years, or Corden, since Conan's no longer around, you don't make the money. So you don't get the insurance. But here's what the insurance gets you. All the shit your insurance, now I'm talking to you, listener, all the shit your insurance doesn't give you, right? You can't get Botox. You can't get a lot of like braces because
Invisalign?
It's considered something. What's it considered? It's considered whatever, making yourself
cosmetic.
Prettier. It's like
cosmetic.
It's cosmetic surgery and you're not
I
allowed.
I should have let you stumble there. What's it when they make your face yeah. and parts better?
Yeah, no, you were right to jump in because that could have taken a half hour. But it's cosmetic, and our insurance, normal people's insurance, doesn't cover that. Yeah. But if you are under SAG-AFTRA insurance, they're like, they have someone follow you around to pop neck pimples, all sorts of shit. I mean, it's the craziest thing to make you look the best. And to me, I bet you it covers toenail clippings.
Where are you on the videos of giant zits getting squeezed side? Is that a gross thing to you, or is that something you love to watch?
It's a neither for me. I can watch it without vomiting, but I never go to bed going, oh, fuck, thank God I saw that video. So it's kind of, I'm right in the middle.
I'm getting new carpet. Speaking of luxury, the basement is being... recarpeted.
Nice. That's going to feel... So make sure that your toenail guy doesn't leave any snaggers
stragglers
on
yeah.
your feet. Yeah.
So the company that is doing it... So Cody from BTK Painting.
Yep. Know him. Love him.
Wonderful.
Him.
Wonderful fella. Cody has... I went to him. I was like, I need a carpet guy. I got a foot and ankle guy.
Yeah,
I need a car. You're my painting guy. I need a carpet guy. Yeah. So I get a carpet guy. He introduces me to a fantastic company up here called Mullins Complete Carpet Care. Okay.
Okay.
They come out to do a bid and
CCC. Okay.
I learn that, and I could be wrong, but this is what Cody has informed me. So if I do this wrong, I think the whole town should be upset with Cody. It's a family business, which I'm a huge fan of. They have a very high reputation.
Shop
and
local.
For a kicker, it appears the man who started the business, his son, and then his son are all named Randy.
Yep.
I love it. Triple Randy Carpet Care. I could not be more in. I get three Randys. Let's do it. I fucking love it. And I got to tell you, the Randy that came to my house... top of
which
the
Randy
line.
Which Randy?
Middle Randy. This is mid Randy.
Middle Randy. So the dad and the son. He's a son and a dad.
And mid Randy is a fucking superstar. This guy comes nice. In and he's like a carpet whisperer. He brings in his sample. He takes a look around. Then he goes out. He brings the samples in. He's got very good suggestions. He's talking me through. He's using, and I'm doing that thing where I'm pretending to be an actual man where I'm like, oh yeah, that's a good grade of pad. Because when you... Yeah, because when you put it in the, sure, like I'm playing house essentially. I'm pretending to be a man.
Sure, and I just like to tell the listener, this is what it sounds like when someone's trying to get free carpet.
I'm not trying to get free carpet.
Oh yeah,
I've already paid. It's already the money's already. Come on now, don't you put that on me. You, okay. If I wanted to get free carpet, what I'd have started this show with was like, ladies and gentlemen, we've sold you boner pills. We can clean your nutsack up, but where are you gonna stand? On concrete? I don't think so. Head on down to Triple Randy's Carpet Emporium with your boner and your clean scrotum and stand on some good old-fashioned carpet. They're the best of the best. Go backslash. But, it would obviously be backslash nowhere.
But, I mean, sometimes you listen to podcasts and you hear people really go overboard on some stuff.
The fact that you – I mean, no one – the fact that you just accused me of that – there is no one who goes more overboard in his compliments of everybody than you. I feel like I just got...
I'll tell you this. I've never worn a more comfortable top than One Bone Clothing Company, and that's the truth. You should check them out. There's no backslash. You just go do it. You just go to One Bone, and you look at everything. It's the most comfortable shit I've ever had on my upper body, and you know how my upper body feels. And also, like if there's anybody out there, hey, if there's a butt plug company listening...
Hey,
okay, my P.O. box got shut down, but that's okay because I think I forgot to pay. I think I pay it yearly and I forgot to. And so you're going to have to send it direct to me. But the point is, if you're listening, I'll talk it up. Absolutely.
We're at the point where with our progression of ads, we're Manscaped, which we both really love Manscaped. But we go Manscaped into bony pills. The only progression is sex toys. And I got to tell you, I'll endorse a good sex toy. You show me one that tugs and pokes, and I'll show you the best ad you've ever seen in your life.
Yeah. Now, did you mean pugs and chokes?
Yeah. How great.
I think you just went Chad Daniels, Dad Daniels on that one.
So, Triple Randy's Carpet Emporium.
Okay. Mid Randy's over.
Mid-Randy's over. Dude's a superstar. Very kind, very down to earth. And he's fair. And I know he's fair because I did the thing that I do when people leave. And then I call my friend Eric, who's a real man. And I go, does this price sound right to you? And he goes, it does. And then I go, God damn that Mid-Randy. He's a fucking, this son of a bitch, honest fella. But I tell all you this to tell you, that it's happening this week over the span of 2 days. And as you know, because you've been here, this is where I dwell, the basement. I'm like, Jenna, I'm like, in our house, I'm the reverse hunchback of Notre Dame. I stay in the basement. Kevin and Jenna.
Sanctuary.
Kevin and Jenna get the rest of the home. I'm down in the creep pit, right?
Yep.
So we need to clear it out, which means two things. One, I will be working in our dining room the next 2 days, and I know work is probably not an accurate representation.
You'll be pacing around your dining room, got it.
Yep, in and out of looking for sex toys that can do multiple things on my computer.
Yeah, uh-huh.
And I'll be in the dining room, which is so close to Jenna's office, and that's an explosive environment. That's not going to end
gonna
well.
That's going to be trouble.
It's 100%. I'm going to do something to negatively affect her profession or her happiness. Yeah. I know that already. So,
yep, because you're going to get bored 3 seconds into it.
Oh, my gosh. I'm already bored fucking thinking.
You're going to walk all the way over to the basement door, look down, no carpet on your stairs, right? Because Mid-Randy just got there, but he's already done a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to figure, well, I guess I better talk to my wife. But you're going to have something weird on your dick, or you're going to like do some weird video of her catching her in some sort of phone call. I don't know what it's going to be. I hope tell me what it is.
I'd
also like to say, if you gave me a list of 100 male names, like traditional male names.
Like John, Jack, Bill, those sort of things.
Yeah. And you said, who do you want to come help you with your carpet? I would look exactly for Randy. I would immediately look for Randy. Now, I also have to ask you, there's 3 Randys in a row. Randy doesn't seem like a name where you say the third. Are you calling him Randolph something the third, or are you calling him Randy Jr. Jr.?
I think it's got to be Randy Jr. Jr.
I do too. If you go Randolph, I think it's okay for third.
Yeah, Randolph the third.
But Randy the third, no fucking way. Nuh-uh. You got to go Randy Jr. Jr. Absolutely.
Hi, y'all. My name's Randy Jr. Jr. It's good to be out here on the road opening for my buddy Skeet McGraw. And this next song is called Laying Carpet. That's where you get that.
I'm into it.
Randy Jr. Jr. That's that is a Alabama radio talk show host if I've ever heard. You're listening to the Morning Zoo with Randy Jr. Jr. and Cooter Fuck. Like, they'd probably bleep out the fuck part, but you know what I'm saying.
Oh, did you know, and this was brought to my attention by McKenna, fan of the show, awesome baker, baker of all time.
Oh, what is she fucking sponsoring this segment, Chad? Oh, that's how you know Chad got free baked treats. Does this feel good? Does this feel nice for you?
I did get free baked treats. She's a wonderful human being. And she sent me something that said, Gary the Voice has gone solo. I think because of your work, he's been kicked out.
Yeah, the voice had a falling out with the rest of the flats. That's my understanding.
And it happened very soon after our episode dropped. No big deal, but I like to think that we're starting to make change, positive change.
Couldn't agree more. Now, there will be, all the furniture gets moved. You've been in my basement. It's got that long area, and it's going to be empty. And I think we don't put the furniture back, and I host a knee football league in my basement moving forward. And I'm talking like a 16 week seasons, statistics, multiple teams, divisions, a playoff, a trophy. And I think you can go old men's division, not old men, but men like you, old men.
Yeah.
Men's division. Yeah. And I think you do a kids division. And one of those is going to be harder to pitch to the community, I think, definitely.
I
don't think you want to be like, send your kids to my house for knee football. I definitely won't be jerking off in the staircase.
No. You guys don't understand. Your kids are going to be on their knees the whole day.
Send them right after church.
Send them right after Catholic church.
There would definitely be a couple of men who showed up to the men's league and like, you mean to tell me this is actual fucking knee football? I came here to get railed.
Yeah, that would be. It's one of the five times I was asked to not come back to the Columbus Funny Bone. By the way, shout out to Dave Stroop. I mean, what a legend. What a forgiving, forgiving soul. But I had the staff over there, and we played knee football with a roll of toilet paper as the football.
Oh, good.
And there was ended up being blood on the carpet. And I was dry. I know I can't speak for anyone else. I was extremely intoxicated, and there was a hole in the drywall where somebody got tackled into the wall and threw it. And then somebody's jeans got hooked on, you know, the little metal strip right underneath a door when it's shut.
Yeah.
That thing got ripped off. So then you couldn't close the door. There was like a big gap underneath. So like mice could come in or whatever. And then to top it all off, someone poured some kind of soda pop into the iron. So the next guy that used the iron to iron his pants basically ruined them because it was just like fucking black smoke and syrup on his pants.
Oh,
and so I was asked to not come back. And then but then I get to come back. So I'm in, just so you know, I am in for any sort of knee football league.
I got falsely accused of ruining a condo once, and I don't know on the list of people who, like, the way the condo was ruined, like it was like party trashed, not like hilarious, like prank trashed, you know?
Yeah.
And I got accused of, I don't know, on the list of people who are least likely to trash a condo, I don't know in what order, but what do you think? It's like me, Bamford, you know,
yeah,
any probably. Elderly comedian. Like, I don't think I'm a trash a condo guy, but I remember when I got accused of it, I remember being like, if I'd have known I was going to get accused of trashing the condo, I would have trashed the condo in a very funny way, you know?
Yeah. I think a mirror, like a mirrored, I don't want to say dildo, but like long dowel would be funny sticking out of the toilet. Cause you don't see that. Cause it's mirrored.
Yep.
I like that a lot.
I think that's very, very funny.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Speaking of the elderly, so I get my toes cleaned, right? Oh, I get my toes taken care of. My redo toe is looking in good shape.
Okay.
And, well, actually, it was before I went in. Anyway, this very kind old man comes out, and very old, clearly hard of hearing, has the posture where he looks at the ground when he walks, like he's hunched over, you know? But
so here's a man giving effort to cut his own toenails, clearly.
So,
because he's hunched.
He comes out and he's making conversation, very nice, but can't hear, doesn't really look up. And so I get the door for him. Nice guy. We talk a little bit. I get another door for him. He goes out. And then I'm walking out with him. I'm like, should I help this guy get into the car here? I'm sure whoever's picking him up will put him in the car. And so I go, okay. And he seems like he's fine on his own. So I go back inside, but then I'm going to kind of go look and see. And I realize this guy, I don't know why I turned into Seinfeld there, but
Jerry,
this guy, and then, is there a worse impressionist than me? This guy, he gets in a car and drives away, Chad. He got in his car and he drove away.
Oh no.
And I don't even know. That's bad, right? I know. Here's the thing. I think we disrespect the elderly in this country. You know how I feel about communal living. You know how I feel about other countries and how they embrace the elderly.
Right.
I hate that we, in our society, we just feed elderly to the fucking horrible, horrible, horrible. What are the places called? Nursing homes.
Lions.
No,
Lions.
Yeah. Oh.
That might be something to start thinking about. I'm just throwing that out there.
The nursing home system in this country is a bummer. But anyway, that's what we do. We're like, hey, thanks for everything, fucko. Enjoy laying in a bed that's been pissed in with a bunch of nurses that don't give a fuck. That they do smile when your family comes, but the moment you leave, they're Ben Stiller and Happy Gilmore. Like,
That is a bummer because in a lot of cultures, they'll have like older people live with the family still, right? Mm-hmm. Just like you lived with your grandma. Mm-hmm. And then they can sit at a table and they can just give you the wisdom they have. They can go, now you're stirring that too much. You got to let it simmer. It simmers and that's where all the flavors come from, right? They can teach you how to cook. They can teach you how to really pass down some like generational knowledge. And it's nice too because they know that they're one fuck up away from going to a nursing home. So you're just like, lose the tone, Donna. I'll stir it when I want. But you get it. So I also think that's a good thing. Now, if my mom's listening, don't take any of this to heart. You're going to a home.
Here's the thing. I have a place. Chad, you could move in right now. You could move in right now, sit in the kitchen, teach me how to cook. There's always a place at Papa Si's house for when you gamble your way through all your money and you've done something to distance yourself from other people who are willing to help you. I'm here for you. Now, I also think like you got to let old people be around young people. I think that's very important.
Yeah.
But man,
but you got to watch them. You got to watch the oldies.
You got to watch the oldies, and you got to watch this driving shit, man. That guy, dude, that guy can't. He's a human missile. You can't let him out of the parking lot. I'm surprised he made it out of the parking lot.
That is nuts. Sometimes when I see videos of people just driving into, and it's always drunk drivers, but you see the videos of them hitting one side of the street parked cars and then veering over to the other side of the street parked cars. And then they get out and they fall down because they're so drunk. But a lot of times I do think, listen, there are a lot of these people where I'm not a tall guy, but then their just head is by my belly because of how their spine is curved. And then they get in a car. There's no way they can see over the steering wheel.
There's
just no fucking way.
No chance.
So it's when you're seeing knuckles, just knuckles on a steering wheel driving towards you. That's got to be terrifying.
It's they're bouncing off the opposing cars like they're a bowling ball in between gutters.
Yeah, gutter bumpers. Yes, absolutely.
I told this on the show when it happened. Jenna's dad had an older gentleman pull into a parking lot and start driving directly at him, T-bone style.
Oh, wow.
And Dave was sitting in the car going, hey, that guy's coming at me. And then he just kept going and slowly ran into his car.
That is the good thing about old people driving, though. They do run into you very slowly.
Yeah. Yeah. That's they're not in a hurry to crash into you.
Yeah. Because, listen, going back to these retirement centers, they're rough. I used to deliver I used to deliver medication when I was in high school, and I would have to deliver all of the retirement centers, nursing homes, whatever you want to call them. Old folk home, I've heard it called that. And you'd go in there, and then it was not only just old, it's like mental health. This one lady would scare the absolute shit out of me every time I went in there because she thought my shadow, and the lights were purposed back behind the door so it would shine into the hallway. So my shadow was long going down this hallway, and she thought it was water creeping towards her. So she would freak out and just go, the water's back! And it would, I had no idea what to do. I'm a fucking high school kid. I got crazy, and it's like old, like real old with just little strands of hair left. It was the scariest shit in the world.
I think if you want to do something wonderful, if you ever think like, how can I make a difference? And there's you can donate money. I'm a big make a difference in the moment to an existing human being guy.
Okay.
I can tell
you. That's a good way to get out of donating. Keep going.
I can tell you right now.
Do you want to round up? I actually prefer to help people real time.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. The what's that? Which organization? That feels more like a nature and less like a people right now situation. So I'm going I'm off to do some good deeds. If you are someone who's thought, man, I wonder how I can make a gigantic difference with not a lot of effort, go to look up a nursing home in your area and go there and don't talk to one of the nurses. Don't talk to one of the administrators. Try to talk to one of the nurses and go, hey, who in here really gets seen the least? Like whose family does a shitty ass job of coming to see them? And they will unfortunately be like, well, all of them except Doris, you know?
Right.
But go and just start going there and sitting and watching a half hour. Like go to one room, watch a half hour of Jeopardy. Go to the next room, watch a half hour Wheel of Fortune. Go to the next room, watch a half hour of another TV show. And then go play cards with somebody. Once a week, once a month, 2-3 hours in a nursing home? Fuck, man. If you could give some one of those old people who sit in those fucking prisons all day long something to look forward to.
Yeah. I'm also going to say this. You don't even have to ask a nurse. Because you get in the room and the person in there is not going to fucking argue with you.
Yeah.
They're not going to.
You shouldn't be in here.
Panic. Panic. They're not going to push a button. And so you can just sit in there and I was going to say do whatever you want, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, no,
Watch a show. Yeah, watch a show, play some games, whatever. Try not to maybe have a cough when you go in there.
Yeah, I would say.
Unless that's your new thing. Just like, yeah, I'm so sick of old people. This old person T-boned me. I'm not feeling very good. I better go into the nursing home. Okay, let's Let's give old people a pass. But I do think it's a good idea.
Thank you.
I also think, you know, you said with very little work attached to it. If you want to do something to make a difference right now with a ton of work, adopt a grandma. Adopt a grandma, learn how to clean shit off of another person, and invite them into your home.
Sure.
But since no one's going to do that because kittens are cuter than old people. And
I'd rather have an old person than a cat. I'm that guy.
Oh,
I mean, you got
to comment on that, but know that I want to. Please know that I want to.
I do know that you want to because I
allergic to cats. I'm fucking allergic to cats.
So, yeah. Anyway, you were saying.
So anyway, you could do that. Now, I'm gonna go back to the youngs. Away from the olds.
Let's head over to the youngs. Now, are we going back to a knee football league that was?
We're going to my darter.
Okay.
And her boyfriend just got back from college. I picked them up.
They're still together.
And still together.
They high school sweethearts survived the first semester at college.
Yeah.
Wowzies.
But they go to the same college.
Still.
Okay.
Still.
Yeah. They got a big one coming up. They got a big test coming up because Olivia's staying home for January, not doing that month-long free class.
Yep.
Whatever.
J-term. They call it J-term.
And I've heard it called interim term, lots of winter term. But he's going back. So he's going to be there for a whole month. She's going to be here for a whole month.
Oh, it's a big test.
So we'll see how that goes. So my daughter gets home, and we're watching the Vikings, the new pad in Minneapolis.
Mm-hmm.
And I had to go to both my neighbors' houses because I haven't met them. And I had to knock on their door and ask if they could hear me screaming and then tell them I won't do it again next week because I was really jazzed up during this football game.
So you lied to them.
And, no, I won't do it next week.
Okay.
I won't be there.
Okay, that's,
yeah.
good.
So we were just about to go get some food. And my daughter goes, do you have any tampons? And I'm like, I do not have any tampons. There are no tampons in here. And she goes, I guess I'll just DIY it. And I go, I don't know what that means, but leave my washcloths alone. That's all I said. And she's like, I'm not going to use a washcloth, Dad, please. So she DIYs it, whatever that means. And she decides that it's time to go eat. She's all done. She's ready to go. We go across the street. And we go for a long walk, and we end up at this place called Red Cow.
Oh, love Red Cow.
Burger joint.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes, I don't know how long I can stay. I feel like, you know, my DIY isn't working. And I go, if there's going to be a tampon anywhere, it's going to be in a place called Red Cow. I go, as a matter of fact, look at the napkins. They're fucking red. They're basically encouraging you to DIY with their stuff. And so she's like, Dad, I'm serious. And she goes, I just saw a girl going to the bathroom. Should I go ask her? And I was like, yes, of course, because I'm going to tell you something. I don't think there is humanity on a level equal to a woman giving another woman a tampon. It is fucking nuts. It's like the, you know, when they knight somebody. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised that the woman receiving the tampon doesn't go down on one knee. The other woman hits both shoulders and be like, I now deem you free of DIY or whatever they would say. Because it's crazy. It's like you see videos. Obviously, they're made up because Jesus isn't alive anymore. But they're videos of Jesus putting his hand on a leper. It's very that. It feels like that when a woman, and she goes, well, what if she doesn't have one? I go, then now you have two people looking for tampons. That's what's going to happen. Because she will go, I don't have one, but I'd love to help. I'll take the east side of the restaurant. You take the west side. And they're like, look, they're just going up and down the fucking aisles of people eating. Do you have a tampon? Do you have a tampon? Getting dirty looks from dudes. But then women are like, oh my God. And then they get up and they're helping. It's like a fucking beehive of just women looking for a tampon, finally finds one, people start cheering. It's the craziest shit I've ever seen. But here's the thing, it should be like that because periods, the more I hear about them, I gotta tell you, I'm glad I don't have one.
Ah, they
seem like they suck.
They sound bummies, right?
But to see all of these people cheering and my daughter holding up her tampon,
wait,
Excalibur.
That happened?
Oh yeah.
Oh, I thought all that happened. I thought you were saying, what if she doesn't have one? And then you were playing out a hypothetical that happened.
No. Because the lady goes, I don't have one. And then she started helping look. And then other people started helping look. We had servers asking other servers if they had a tampon. It was great.
That is community right there, my friend.
That is really, really something. And not once did anyone from either side talk about, well, I don't know where she lies politically. This feels like socialism, free tampons. Nothing like that happened. Everyone was so helpful. It was really, really wonderful to see that kind of humanity. And I'm going to tell you, if you haven't seen it, I don't know how you could do it. You can't just wait around a woman's bathroom because that's creepy as shit. But if you get a chance, please watch it because it will restore your faith in people.
Do you think that, you know, I said a really low effort way to do something wonderful for someone is going to the nursing home for a few hours. Do you think as men we should just start carrying a tampon in our pocket? Or is that crossing a line? Is that going to be tough? Am I going to be the guy at the restaurant who's like, hey, Olivia, I heard you were looking for a tampon.
Yeah, exactly. And then, you know, nobody wants to stick a potential fentanyl tampon up their cooch.
Yeah, man. Yeah, people are evil. So that's a tougher situation. Yeah,
that is tough because I was thinking about pinning it on the breast of my shirt like a corsage.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
And then just being like, if anyone needs it, grab it. But now there's a hole in it. And so we don't know, right? I always go, when I think
tampon.
Wait,
I like how you just riffed the most evil thing I've ever heard. You just riffed fentanyl tampon.
Well, because that's what I go to now with, I don't touch anything.
Oh, yeah, I agree.
I mean, I know you agree. I actually do touch stuff. But I just like.
Come on.
I'm going to tell you this.
Fucking
I would not do
that.
I would not do synthetic drugs. No chance.
0%.
I wouldn't even smoke a little flower if I didn't know who whatever the thing was.
Yeah.
Here's the deal. Fentanyl, it just kills you.
Yeah.
And so that's a hard pass on me. But I will say this. If you're talking about tampons, you need to use the Halloween candy rule, right? If the wrapper's ripped, if there's a hole in it, find something else. DIY it. Because you don't need to put that up there, right? Remove the applicator. And all of a sudden, it feels like your hair is standing on end because you just got fentanyl tamponed.
Hey, if you guys like this, there will be a new episode next Monday and every single Monday at 8 a.m. So click the subscribe button so your phone sends it to you without having to do any work.